What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/footyprime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening, and back to the show.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language, and sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature, so keep the volume down if there are kiddies around, and thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mitts and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. It's the
booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jimmy, JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to FP Presents TFC 3 Questions. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
Well, there's been an awful lot of football over the last couple of weeks. Major League Soccer, the Euros, the Copa America, Canadian Premier League. Lots to follow, but we got to focus in on Toronto FC right now. John Molinaro is alongside me here from TFC Republic. So, John, in the last three matches, they've lost to New York 3-0, Nashville 2-1. Chicago 4-1. After the break, we thought there was going to be a little bit of hope where they would get things together, and it seems to have gone a little bit pear-shaped. What's happening with Toronto FC?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've just lost a little bit of their identity, to be perfectly honest. I mean, when you think about the start of the season, where they were just so tough to break down and so tough to beat, and they were a really difficult team to play, and they were just kind of got stuck in and just made life uncomfortable for opponents. And you can remember that they had 4 clean sheets in their first 5 games. That seems like ages ago, you know, I mean, because yes, when you look at the last 4 games, it's 11 goals conceded. And I think that would have been unimaginable like early on in the season when they were just kind of, you know, like I said, really kind of keeping things tight defensively. I think they've lost their way. I think they've lost kind of like their identity a little bit, and they have to get back to that somehow. Now, there's been injury issues, no question about it. And, you know, I think it doesn't do them any favors that they're missing, you know, 3 key starters in Jonathan Osorio, you know, Sean Johnson and Richie Larea. They've had, you know, suspension issues with Bernadeschi missing games and whatnot. And now Tyree Spicer and it looks like Alonso Coelho are both going to be out for some time. But I think just defensively, you know, the team has lost its way a little bit, and they have to find a way to get back to where it once was at the beginning of the season, and just find some sort of consistency in that back line and solidity. And it seems like Debbie Flores, who I know both you and I, Jimmy, have been really been touting this year, kind of fallen off a little bit of a cliff lately. I mean, his form has been quite sort of inconsistent. I mean, I think like the last 3 games, you know, giveaways that he's made have led directly to opponents' goals. So I think they just need, you know, they just need to sort of, as I said, rediscover what they once were and get back to, as John said, after, you know, the loss last weekend in New York, just kind of get back to basics and do a kind of a full reset.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about Flores, and you're absolutely right. You know, it's not been consistent. A few players have been that way. Is that because of frustration as well?
I think so. I think that's probably part of it. I think, you know, again, probably the inconsistency of the starting 11 hasn't sort of helped matters, right? Because, again, the team has sort of had injury issues. It's had sort of disciplinary issues. So John hasn't sort of had the opportunity to field what I would say is like kind of a consistent starting 11 throughout the season. And, you know, when you know as well as I do, I mean, players are creatures of habit. When they're playing alongside the same players, they're just, you know, there's a comfort level there and a trust level there. And I don't think TFC have had that sort of benefit this year. So, you know, it's understandable that the players are, you know, I think sort of losing form a little bit, getting a little frustrated with everything. But, you know, they have to sort of bunker down mentally now. I mean, like, that's all. I mean, stuff like this happens in club football all the time. They can't sort of afford to sort of fall into the old trap that they did last year of kind of feeling sorry for themselves and kind of throwing up their hands and say, oh, well, there's nothing we can do. And they kind of essentially quit on themselves whenever things don't go the way. No, I mean, they have to sort of double down here and really kind of mentally tune in order to, you know, stay engaged and help turn this thing around, you know, rather quickly, because they're dropping in the standings. I mean, they were once contending for a top four spot. Now they're in eighth, you know, so whether I think if they, you know, kind of continue on in this downward trajectory, then they're going to find themselves in genuine trouble as the second half of the season progresses.
You know, John, you mentioned identity there, and over the last couple of games I'm watching, especially the last one against New York, and I'm trying to figure it out. And I don't understand how they're playing. I don't know what identity they have. Is this a team that has an identity, or is it a team that's still trying to figure out who they are? Because so often throughout the match, I'm trying to look for patterns. I'm trying to figure out, you know, how are we playing? Are we a pressing team? Are we a counter team? Are we a team that gets into a low block? I just couldn't figure it out for the life of me. And I think that's part of the problem for all of us, is we just don't know what the identity of this team is at the moment.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not exactly clear what it is either. I mean, you kind of see remnants of little bits and pieces, but there's nothing that you can point to and say, yeah, that's kind of how they're going to play, or this is who TFC are, much like you would when you sort of watch a team coached by Pep Guardiola or Carlo Ancelotti or whatever. There's no sort of looking at TFC the way that they're going at the moment and saying, yeah, this is what they're doing. So I think that's probably part of the issue. Again, I think, you know, a lot of it boils down to just sort of that sort of lapses in sort of defensive concentration, because again, when they started the season, they were really tough to break down. I mean, teams just really struggled to score against Toronto. It seems to be built on, maybe it wasn't the identity, but it's certainly, you know, that just being tough to beat and being defensively sound and like, you know, you're going to score on us, then, you know, you're going to have to earn it, and really making teams work for everything they got. And I don't think, you know, we've seen that certainly in the last sort of six games from Toronto.
No, I absolutely agree with you. And I think, you know, when John's saying we've got to go back to basics, you'd expect them to really focus on that defensive side and try to get back to where they were at the beginning of the season. So can we expect a different TFC in this next match coming up?
Well, we'll see. I mean, you would certainly hope so. I mean, John has kind of talked about, you know, resetting and kind of getting, and he's kind of hinted at getting back to basics for the last couple of times. And, you know, you can remember after the Chicago game where they lost 4-1, which, you know, he was absolutely sort of grief stricken over that performance.
Well, absolutely. And that's a match as well that we actually said it's a must win. They've got to beat Chicago.
Right.
The worst teams in the league.
Yeah, absolutely.
4-1. Wow.
Yeah. And at home, no less. And, you know, I mean, he talked about it being one of the worst performances and, you know, offering a public apology to fans after the game. And you would have thought that the team would have responded after that. And it hasn't quite. I mean, Nashville, the loss to Nashville was eh. And then New York last week was, you know, a pretty tame effort. I mean, especially in attack. Like, I mean, they just produced absolutely nothing. I think they only had like one shot on target. So
yeah.
I don't want to pin all their problems on sort of the back line or sort of, you know, the team's defensive solidity in midfield and Debbie Flores, because I think it goes beyond that. I mean, they're just not sort of producing enough on the attacking end as well. So I think players like Prince Owusu, who the goals have suddenly dried up for him, players like Lorenzo Insigne and Federico Bernardeschi, Derek Etienne, who I think Derek has probably actually looked pretty good these last four games and can actually hold his head up high. But they got to find a way, Jim, to sort of start creating more chances and looking more sort of dangerous and purposeful in the final third, because they haven't.
No, I agree with you. And I think maybe that even comes back to, you know, the identity of the philosophy. It seems like when they're going forward as well, there's just no patterns. Right. There's no patterns and movements and a rhythm in the game that they need. And I think that's something that John has really got to focus on over the next couple of weeks to make sure that, you know, there is an identity, there is a philosophy, there is patterns that we work on, because I think the fans want to see it. And so often you're hearing from the fans as well saying, we're just not creating anything. We're leaking in goals now. 9 goals in the last 3 games. We've only scored 2. Mm-hmm. It's not good enough, and they've got an awful lot of work to do.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, you know, because as you said, there's no real sort of pattern to their attacking play. And I wonder, you know, it just seems like players are kind of been giving, and maybe I'm reading too much in this, but it just seems like guys have been giving, you know, too much free roam to, or free license to do as they please and just sort of follow their creative instincts without, you know, rather than focus on, hey, let's get the ball into the feet of Owusu and let him play off his defender. And he can sort of like, you know, hold the ball up and get the ball off to, you know, his wide players, or let's sort of attack down the wings and then like pump balls into the box, you know, for Owusu, or let's start making late runs into the box, stuff like that. I haven't really seen, as you said, there's no been sort of distinct pattern of attacking play. So I think that's probably perhaps something John is going to have to focus on.
What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/footyprime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening, and back to the show.
Now, on a positive note, Canada played last night with a terrific result against Peru, getting 3 points, well-deserved. Schaffelberg now, John, who Toronto FC had. Now, you're starting to see a lot of attention being drawn towards this Canadian national team. There's talk of Koning now going to Marseille. Bambino's almost getting a deal done to go to Lyon. Apparently, Schaffelberg's getting linked with a couple of clubs, and Lyon could possibly be one of them as well. Do you think TFC is looking at that going, why did we get rid of this kid and he's turning into such a superstar when we could actually use him right now?
Probably. Although, you know, we have to keep in mind, I mean, it wasn't the current regime who kind of axed him, right? I mean, that was sort of Bob Bradley's call. And you can certainly understand at the time why they did it, because, I mean, you know, Schaffelberg was deemed somewhat surplus to requirements because of, you know, Lorenzo Insigne coming in. I mean, they play on essentially the same left side. So you can certainly understand. I mean, and at the time, all this money and sort of resources invested in Insigne, you can understand why, you know, Schaffelberg kind of lost out. And they even, you know, they even tried him at fullback, if I remember correctly, for a little bit, just to see, you know, how he would do there. But I don't think it was necessarily his best position. Actually, not necessarily. It wasn't his best position. So I get it. But, you know, even looking at that, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if they were to examine it now, I think they probably consider it, one of the guys who kind of got away and slipped through their fingers, because he's been sensational for Nationals since ever. You know, he's been really a key part of, you know, all the positive things that have gone on there. And, you know, he's certainly become a key player for Canada. When you look at how Jesse Marsh has used him, okay, it's been off the bench, but he hasn't been shy about, you know, inserting him into, the team at key junctures of the match, like we saw yesterday. You know, him coming in, I thought, turned the tables, really sort of turned the games in Canada's favor, because he's such a dynamic and sort of fearless player in a lot of ways. You know, and that was, you know, he earned the foul that obviously led to the red card expulsion, but it was also his, I mean, I thought he took a brilliant one touch off of that ball played up by Laren to sort of release Jonathan David in on goal. Absolutely. So, I mean, he was, you know, he had a hand in assisting on that goal. So I think he's just been an impact player for Canada very much under Jesse Marsh. I'll be really interested to see if he's going to be rewarded with sort of more opportunities, especially, you know, as a starter, or whether Marsh decides, you know what, I'm not going to leave well enough alone. I'm going to leave well enough alone. I want to sort of have those fresh legs and bring in that dynamic player, you know, in for the last 30 or 40 minutes when, you know, the opponents, are a little bit weary and tired.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was great to see Jonathan Osorio on the pitch, as well as Richie Larea. Very positive for the Toronto FC players. What's your prediction going into the next match against Chile, John?
You know what, Jim? It's a tough one. I mean, I appreciate that Chile is, you know, lower ranked than Peru, and they haven't even scored yet at this tournament, but it's a veteran side. And, you know, Peru, they do not suffer fools gladly. Like, this is a physical team. It's going to be tough. But I think it's doable for Canada, right? I mean, they're riding high on a lot of confidence, or at least they should be, you know, based on the last three games with Mexico, with France, Argentina, and Peru. The other thing too is, we have to say, before sort of the red card yesterday, I thought Peru probably were the better side. I mean, I thought they were kind of had the balance of play, and they were kind of frustrating Canada with their sort of physical sort of style of, play. But, you know, full credit to Canada. They didn't sort of lose their head. They kind of stayed focused, and they stayed close and they just grinded it out and they didn't sort of let the game slip away from them. So that's what I was most impressed with. Even though it probably wasn't their best performance, they still found a way to gut through it and get a result. And I think that's going to serve them really well in such a crucial game against Chile on Saturday in Orlando.
Absolutely. John, what can we find next on TFC Republic?
Yeah, so I'm going to have obviously a full preview of this weekend's game between TFC and Atlanta and also Canada and Chile. But also going to have a feature story on Luca Gabarin tomorrow, which will be Thursday. I spoke to him recently, just talked about, what's it been like for him being sort of the number two behind Sean Johnson, having to patiently bide his time. I think he's a talented young goalkeeper, the Hamilton native, and I think he has a bright future ahead of him. And I'm just really impressed with his attitude. I mean, he realizes that he's number two and he's not sort of sulking about it. And I think he knows that his time will eventually come. So it was a really interesting chat with Luca. So that'll be coming up in the next few days at TFC Republic.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that. I think that's going to be a great, great interview. I'm sure it was a great one. Well, thanks for listening and tuning in to Footy Prime. Check us out on our website, wearefootyprime.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, all social media, YouTube. And thanks a lot, John. And hopefully we get a result against Atlanta this weekend.
Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on Twitter at @footy_prime and on Instagram at @footyprimeIG. And visit wearefootyprime.com and sign up for our newsletter.
Perfect. Cheers, bud.
Cool.
What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime, the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/footyprime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening and back to the show. Oh.